The Tale of the Honeybee. In ancient North America, there was a tribe of Native Americans, a simple folk, hunters, gatherers, and craftsmen alike. They had basic knowledge of stone and spear, as well as agriculture and communication. But these people were devoid of emotion. They lived day in and day out, passive and indifferent. No different than a beehive, the tribe all had their duties, all buzzing around the village doing the same tasks they always have. But today, something interesting happened. The leader of the tribe sat in the middle of his hut as if he were a statue. The open flap in front gave view of the women outside, readying for the hunting party's return. The hunting days for this grizzled leader had long since passed, but in that moment of him staring into the village, a tiny honeybee nuzzling into a flower averted his gaze. Moving flower to flower, the honeybee eventually found its way into the hut. It flew around, never escaping the leader's view. Suddenly, in a burst of energy not seen since his hunting days, he swatted. But to his surprise, the hum of the honeybee was heard on the other side of the hut. The honeybee had barely escaped the clutches of this man's grasp, but he wasn't annoyed. It was almost as if this had turned into a hunt for him. Having just escaped death, the honeybee flew to the other side of the hut and began evading an onslaught of attacks from the men. Strike after strike, miss after miss, the men kept trying to capture the honeybee, but to no avail. That was large, big enough for the man to stand upright and leap with each attempt to catch the honeybee. Each time he landed, he knocked something out of place in the hut, but he didn't care. For the two were engaged in a seemingly never-ending dance, circling the hut over and over, almost as if they were playing with one another. Before the leader knew it, the hut was in complete disarray. Debris and clutter scattered throughout, and it was all for naught, as it seemed that he had been beaten. Sweat dripped from his pores as the honeybee relentlessly flew without the slightest sign of tiring, which wasn't the case for him. In his exhaustion, he stopped for a moment, and in the middle of the hut, the sun gleamed through an opening at the top. He held out his hand to where the beam of sunlight stretched inside. It lit his palm, and within the next blink, the most peculiar thing happened. The honeybee landed right within his grip. It was looking directly at him, peering into his soul. What happened next was something no one had ever heard, no one had ever even felt. He let out a laugh that could be heard across the village. Hysterical, to think that all he needed to do was hold out his palm, and there it landed. Had he ever laughed before? What was this feeling? Suddenly, a burst of villagers came through the tent, and when he met their gaze, he was shocked to see disturbed looks upon their faces. They thought something was wrong. No one had ever heard a laugh before. Standing with his palm still outstretched, the sun was no longer there. Neither was the honeybee. An overzealous sprint brought him over to the tribesmen, and he explained about the honeybee and how it flew around him playing and how he had never felt this before. But he was met only with blank stares and complete disbelief. The tribesmen left, and he went to reposition his bedding. When he fell asleep that evening, he had a dream that he was the honeybee, flying person to person and dancing with them. Each night thereafter, he had the same dream. And each morning he heard more and more laughing across the village. Joy, love, happiness, these feelings he had grown so fond of, he thanked the honeybee for that. Every day he told the story of the honeybee and how it traveled the world giving the gift of joy and love. Though he never saw it again, he knew that it was his duty to spread these feelings, and so he did. For millennia to come, this joy spread person to person, all thanks to the honeybee.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. My name's J.W. Priestley. I'm the creator, writer, and voice of StoryCast, so I hope you liked it. And if you did like it, I've got a bi-monthly release schedule panned out right now. I've got another episode that's going to be coming out here shortly, so stay tuned for that one. Follow me on Instagram at StoryCast.S and TikTok at the same handle. I just post updates on future episodes and maybe some teasers here in the future, so really just another big thanks to you guys, and talk to you next time.